The Osgood File, Dave Ross and for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. There are places in every big city where the buildings are so tall that for most of the day they blot out the sun. But now, architects in Sydney, Australia have come up with a literally brilliant solution. Just move the sun.
This project essentially was the architect saying, the sun is not in the right spot for us, so we're going to create a new sun in the sky where we want it.
More after this. You know how bright the sun can be when it reflects off a glass building, right? So why not harness that effect? Which is exactly what architects in Sydney, Australia have done. They've built a high-rise apartment building with what looks like a giant mirrored disco ceiling, cantilevered from the top. Sunlight first strikes the roof of a lower building where there are motorized mirrors tracking the sun, and they send the light up to the fixed mirrors on the disco ceiling where it ricochets into a plaza that would otherwise be in perpetual shade. It's called a heliostat, and structural engineer Jason Langer says it is the first of its kind.
We found a few that relied on light being reflected once, but nobody had ever tried to reflect light off two buildings into a final space.
And to look at it, it seems to defy gravity.
With normal towers that are built straight up because you can build one floor above the other, this tower gets to 35 stories up and then goes the equivalent of 12 stories sideways.
And they didn't stop there. The heliostat is also equipped with LEDs so that at night it puts on a light show. And on the top of the heliostat, which remember extends like a giant shelf off the side of a building about 30 stories up, on top of the heliostat there's a garden and a little pool. I've looked at the YouTube video, and I have to say the whole thing is pretty incredible and seems to be physically impossible. But it's Australia, right? And since it's upside down, gravity works in the opposite direction, doesn't it? I'll check on that. The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.